Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, I love this song right here, boy. Lemmy. R.I.P. Lemmy.
It feels appropriate for the theme. Let's have the discussion. Is it on the table? Pulling the plug on her. It's all right. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Coming up at 11, Elliot Shore Parks will join us.
I just want to say I get it. I get why most people would feel that way. I get it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I got to put the team first over the player. And I know there's ramifications. I get it. I know a lot of people want to hang on to that he could figure it out. And I hope he does. I have doubts at this point in his career. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we go back to the phones, all your phone calls here, we do have to let's hear from the head coach. He will have his, I guess, day after or 2 days after regular press availability later today.
You know you're about to get peppered.
Sure, but he got peppered this morning. DeCameron Ritchie asking the question that we're all wondering about Hurts and job security. Here is that back and forth.
Nick, is Jalen definitely your starter Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a possibility later this season, if he continues to struggle, that you can make a change at the quarterback spot?
No, I think that's ridiculous. I know every time I go out in that field with Jalen Hurts as our quarterback, we have a chance to win the game.
Bottom line, you heard him. Ridiculous.
Well, all right. So I heard it.
You heard him.
And I don't hear him though. I think
you don't
hear
him,
well,
though.
I think he has to say that today, right?
If
he
hearing him but not hearing him.
You don't hear me though. But you don't hear me though.
Certainly not listening to what he's saying. I think it was best that he was strong. He's going to be asked again this afternoon. So we'll see how that goes. But I think he has to be strong about it. If he is, you know, wishy-washy, then that's not going to sound great for anybody around here, certainly not his starting quarterback. I do think it was interesting the way he said, I always think I have a chance with Jalen Hurts. That's fine. I think everyone feels that way. But at some point, the question becomes this, do you have a better chance with the other quarterback?
That's cute.
It is cute. You should have a chance. You paid the guy $250 million.
You are so disrespectful.
Well, I mean, what does that mean, I have a chance?
Well,
great. I hope you think you have a chance.
Yeah, you know, it was ridiculous, Nick. 5 turnovers. That's ridiculous.
He was.
I've been working with you for 3 years, and I still don't know you. That was crazy.
It's cute. I have a chance to win. Is he supposed to? Aren't you supposed to have a chance?
I don't even know you.
I don't care if you have a chance. No. I want the best chance.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Given what the data that we already have.
Yeah.
Who gives you the best chance of winning the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts or Tanner McKee? That right there lets me know
you know what to say.
So you're being emotional right now, Joe.
The fact that I'm not answering quite quickly with Jalen Hurts is a problem.
Well,
it's like you're being emotional because.
No, I didn't answer yet. I'm thinking. You asked me a question, I'm thinking through it. Shouldn't it roll off all of our tongues, Jalen Hurts?
It's not rolling off
my tongue.
This is the problem. Today we're still emotional. I'm still getting mean text messages about what are you talking about.
Well, okay.
You're an idiot.
Oh, I'm sorry for that text. I didn't
well,
mean
like, at the very least, we know the ceiling with Hurts is Super Bowl MVP quarterback.
Yes.
So, like, if I had to bet, I wouldn't say that Tanner McKee's, like, the answer for sure. I'm at, like, we could be at a crossroads here because at a certain point in this season, we have to get the Super Bowl thing out of our brains. That shouldn't be the question we're asking ourselves. Is he the right guy to move forward with?
Can I just say something? Because I just thought about something that I saw in Hard Knocks last night. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was a bold-faced lie. I was watching. You know, I stopped watching when I heard a familiar voice say something about frauds. And I didn't stop watching because that person said that. Shout out to Kyle Quinn. I just stopped watching because it felt to me like it was Cowboy-centric.
You heard my voice and turned,
no, but it was
off.
Just like it
was not, other than Kyle's voice, it was not a great episode.
It was not a great episode.
It just wasn't great.
And one of the things that really had me thinking, like, why am I wasting my time watching this? When they were in the Commodores war room and they were talking about Jaden Daniels coming back, right? Yeah. And they said, well, you know, Marcus Mariota looked good this year. There's like, he looks like he's ready. Coach is like, if we can't go with Jay, we feel comfortable with Marcus.
Is that when you clicked it off?
I was like, man, you know what? Let me go ahead and just leave. Because that made no sense to me. It's kind of like I like Tanner McKee. And I think given some seasoning, he could be a good quarterback, but not now. Because, see, this is the reality of where people are. You feel like you're going to put Tanner out there and he's going to get you to the promised land. That's not going to happen.
You're probably right. So I'm going to go back to your question. I have two thoughts that now that I've thought through this.
See, are we back on that now?
Yeah, because I have to answer the question. You asked the question, I have to answer.
I'm just saying, I thought that was like 20 minutes ago.
This is what we do on the show.
I haven't stopped thinking, okay?
It was a filibuster.
You guys filibustered for me while
what
I thought.
What are you talking about?
So two things. I think the premise of your question, then no backup ever gets to play. Because the premise of your question was, based on what we know, we don't know about Tanner McKee, right? We don't know. So if the based on that, then Jalen Hurts should have never got on the field over Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz had a resume. Jalen Hurts had no resume in the NFL. Wait, Nick Foles. You'll never put the backup on the field, the young quarterback on the field over the vet ever, because based on what you know, the veteran has done it and the young guy hasn't. So based on resume, sure, Jalen Hurts gives them a better chance. But what's sticking out to me, because you said better chance to win and all that, and then Kyle brought up ceiling. Guys, what is Jalen Hurts today? Because in the last five games, he's been a bottom five quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I would say for the season, I know we do our quarterback rankings, right? We're trending towards, if we're being totally real, closer to 20 than 5. I don't know where he is. Is he 16, 18, 19? He's closer to that right now in the context of the league than he is top 5. And the last few weeks, he's been bottom 5. So would Tanner be better? I don't know. If Tanner right now is the 20th best quarterback in the league, we had people say that during the summer. Remember that?
Yeah.
People wouldn't trade him for a second-round pick.
Yeah, we were told they'd be the number one seed with Tanner
McKee. So if Tanner McKee could come in and be the 20th best quarterback, you know what 20 is better than? 27. Like, would it be an upgrade? It might. So Jalen gets to play Sunday, and if he plays well, let's move this thing forward and hopefully get in the playoffs and do our best. Just saying, if I see another game like Sunday, I can't let him play anymore.
He won't have another game like
okay,
Sunday.
Okay, let's go.
But see, to your point, though, Joe, the cat's out of the bag.
Well, let me throw this at you. You're right. He won't have another game like Sunday. Five turnovers is pretty egregious. Last five games, they scored 10, 16, 21, 15, and 19. The last time they had a five-game stretch like that was in 2012, Andy Reid's last season.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had some. They had the 2015 chip team that was a joke. They had the 2016 first year with Doug and Carson that they were, you know, not ready. They had 2020 with Carson. Like, we haven't had all those years, they never had a stretch like this. That's a long time. If they don't score 20 points on Sunday, we're just going to roll it back out again?
Yes.
No.
Joe.
No. 20 points.
See?
20 points.
This is where.
Is that too much to ask?
20 points.
20 points on Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders.
It's lofty.
Then we need a new quarterback.
Well, Joe, that's the one. That's the one. Listen, y'all can laugh all you want, but that's who we're stuck with, and that's who we're going to roll with.
No, we're not stuck with anyone.
That's who we are.
And you know what
I think is going to happen?
I disagree.
You know what I think is going to happen Sunday? Mm-mm. Because, like I tried to tell you the other day, there were some good things that offense did. There were.
Yeah.
And I know it was hard to see.
I threw my pen when you said it.
I know. I know you did.
It was just bad time.
I didn't hold it against you.
Today I'm not throwing my pen at you.
But you're still cross. I didn't hold it against you.
Yeah.
But
that was big of you.
there were still some good things that they did.
I do have four pens just in case today.
just in case I lose a few.
Yeah.
And I think, I honestly feel in this situation that this is a chance for Jalen to evolve and try to grow this offense. We saw a lot of, like, it was pointed out yesterday that there was a lot being ran that they normally didn't run. I think that's a good thing because now it forces you to see things differently, right. You know, gets you out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And now there's a sense of urgency because I'm willing to bet, even though Jalen's not a guy that listens to what a whole lot of people say, he's hearing this. You cannot be in the city of Philadelphia in this area and not feel the heat or the pressure from that game. It's impossible. I don't care who you are. You could be in a hyperbaric chamber. You're going to feel that pressure.
Sure are. All right.
So he has to play better. He has to play better this weekend.
Let's hear Jeff McClain. So Jeff McClain yesterday wrote that, and I'm going to quote him from his article here, quote, but the frustrations with Hurts behind the scenes have been mounting, according to team sources, and may have reached a precipice. This was, of course, on the idea of potentially, you know, McKee playing at some point. Let's listen to Jeff McClain talk about all this.
And look, I threw the question out there. It wasn't like, you know, I'm saying this is what they should do or what they will do. But it's for the first time, I'm just like, okay, maybe this is something to give him a break or to send a message to Jalen, because there's other stuff happening, I know, behind the scenes that quite possibly could leave someone to believe that he's not listening.
I just want to say, first and foremost, Jeff, if you're listening or somebody that knows you, I'm proud of you. You don't sound all dry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bye. Like you once did.
He's evolving you as are a podcast host.
I would like to say you're welcome.
He has your thing.
Oh, come on. Yeah, well, you're taking
well, I agree.
Like Jeff has found his voice.
He lit a fire under his ass.
And Jeff, you don't have to thank me. If you're listening, you sound great, bro. You sound great. I am here to teach and help.
The irony is he's gonna steal Eagles Insider of the Year from you.
Wait a minute, is Jeff on the list?
There's no, of course, Jeff's going to, can't you hear it?
He's, not be
he's about to break the story of the problem with the quarterback. He's going to beat you.
Wait a minute, Jeff's not on the list. Is he on the list?
Oh, just you watch. If I had a bet on an underdog in this I'm taking McClain.
He's about to leave you in the dust, buddy. I mean, you better get something soon.
8-1. I just put McClain in on FanDuel. Eagles Insider of the Year.
I don't know. He sound like he's in the know, and he's very
just
insane.
Like Hurts. It's not about what you did. It's about what you're doing right now.
I haven't had anything since last week.
Buddy.
I mean, but I'm comfortable feeling uncomfortable though. I'm gonna step my game.
Go
up.
Go get
better,
a scoop.
But shout out to Jeff.
Go
man.
Get a scoop. Yeah.
But see that's what I'm talking about, Joe. Mm-hmm. The stuff that he's talking about relaying is now Jalen's on the clock. Like there's no doubt. if you were sitting there in your little bubble and you were oblivious to what people were feeling about you, you feel it now.
Yeah, you have to.
Listen, you got to go play.
Yep. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Carl in Chester is up on WIP. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Carl. What's up, Carl?
Good. It's always good to speak to you guys. But today, your take on Jalen Hurts is far-fetched and ridiculous. And just hear me out. Mm-hmm. If you're willing to replace Jalen Hurts after what he's done, why aren't you okay with replacing Nick Sirianni?
I am.
Sirianni's contract is less expensive, and he's a bigger problem.
You got the wrong
guy. Jalen Hurts has shown me what he can do, and he's won the Super Bowl, been to two of them. Nick Sirianni, since day one, everybody
also
knows,
has been to two and one
cannot do anything positive for the team but a cheerleader.
So
it's clear and obvious.
Carl, that you can rip Sirianni. I don't care. If they could get a better coach, I'd get a better coach too.
Then we play them. Let's see.
Carl, you can't.
You want to move on from the quarterback. Carl, let's move on from the coach.
That's fine.
We're being civil.
Advocate for that, and let's do Jalen Hurts.
But Carl,
let's see what Jalen Hurts looks like with a grade A coach.
Sure.
And then let's see.
Carl, hold on a second.
Being civil.
And that's fine. You could move on from the coach if you want. They don't have another coach ready to go inside the season, right? Every team has a backup quarterback that could come in and play. They don't have a backup coach. Otherwise, we would.
You can find Nick Sirianni in the backyard. He ain't nobody special.
You ain't Carl, watched Hard Knocks last night. Him catching passes.
May I ask, Carl? May I ask a question about you said what he's done, right? And the Super Bowl MVP and all that stuff, right?
He's done more than Sirianni. Let me hear what you got to say.
Well, Carl,
he's done more positive than Sirianni.
I just
their accolades and their resumes are similar. One guy is on the field and being a positive for the team.
He wasn't a positive Monday. He was a negative Monday.
He's not going to be 100%. Okay, nobody has a good game every game, even if he has a bad month. In baseball, those guys struggle. They come out of their slump. Same thing in football. If he's having a slump, you got to realize people are dropping the balls, and he's getting bad head coaching. He had a different offense coordinator every year, and his head coach doesn't have a clue from day one. He can't stop the bleeding if he wanted to.
Joe. Mm-hmm. You heard him.
You come to the wrong guy if you want me to defend Sirianni. I don't.
So I want you to advocate for firing Sirianni and let's see what Jalen looks like with a good head coach first.
We just did this last week.
Last week I said if they collapse, I'd move on from the coach. So I don't know what you're yelling at me for about the coach.
Let's have that conversation.
Today we're having the Jalen conversation because he turned the football over five times.
He also had
I got to put Carl on hold for a second. I'm angry at Carl.
He's brutal.
I
like Carl.
Handling it like grown folks.
Well, I'm trying to have a conversation. Carl, calm down for a second. Let's have a conversation, okay? Second, this whole resume thing is going in one ear out the other for me. Wonderful. Every good player has a resume, and guess what happens? Every good player gets replaced. This is what happens in football.
Can I ask you, like all jokes aside,
yeah,
what player in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, quarterback that is, has the resume of Jalen Hurts?
None, but can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have they ever had a great quarterback? Let's just be fair.
If they ever had a great one. Okay. Since we're asking questions, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Who's the best quarterback to date in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Jalen.
And you're talking about putting him on the bench.
But, Hugh,
who cares?
Who cares? I just, like...
Listen.
But
I'm not saying that this potentially couldn't happen. Let me be clear. I understand where you're coming from, and I know that Monday night was greased. I am not oblivious to any of that. But he needs to play out the string.
Nobody had any problem, but Saquon just had the best season we may have ever seen in the NFL, let alone for the Eagles last year. The best single season. Yet nobody had a problem saying, let's see what Tank Bigsby can do.
What you did
in the past has nothing. Like, how is the Super Bowl MVP helping us today?
How
did it help us Monday?
Well, it was more a change of pace back, and that's not...
Change-based quarterback.
No, you don't do that.
I'm being facetious.
I know you.
Is that not fair to ask? Like, what does that matter?
I totally agree. I totally agree. It's fair to ask, but it's not going to happen.
So, can I present something? Every great quarterback or good quarterback gets replaced. Eventually, that happens.
Eventually,
right? I think what is tripping everyone up is, this is happening way faster than anyone anticipated, right? If I had told you that Jalen's 32 years old and playing like this, I think we get a lot of calls saying this is close to the end for Jalen Hurts, right? We're not getting those phone calls. We're not getting those takes because he's 27 years old. guys, there's no rule on when quarterbacks decline and when they like some guy. I think they're a lot like pitchers. Some pitchers pitch till they're 40 years old. Some guys, when they're 28, the velocity's gone and they're out of the league. Cam Newton was done at 29. He was an MVP of the league. He was done at 29 years old.
Carl stood here, by the way.
I know. We'll get back to Carl. Would you consider a slump? Are we 1,000% sure that Jalen Hurts isn't just in clear decline? If he doesn't have his legs, and obviously he's not running anymore for whatever the reason is, I don't think he's a very good quarterback. So if he's not a very good quarterback, then I have to consider an alternative. I just, this the resume stuff, just, again.
That dog don't hunt.
It's not hunted. It doesn't matter. The Eagles move off of everyone. They all have resumes. The next one will have a resume. Great. Carl, you're back.
So if that's the case, why we can't move over from the head coach?
Carl is dogging. Yeah. He's going to stay on there. He's going to get him, Carl.
Because he's the biggest problem, and everybody knows it. He's okay with replacing the quarterback, but not the coach. Get rid of the coach. He doesn't have a clue. We knew that from day one in his press conference. He's talking about a daggone, a positivity bear and flowers
bunny.
And perfume.
Accountability bunny. He didn't get the bunny. He didn't get the bunny.
Tell him to teach the ballet or something.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Carl listened to anything.
Yeah, Carl didn't listen to a word. Carl, good phone call, buddy.
Accountability
Glad
bunny.
Glad we did that. It's not an accountability bunny.
It is.
Sirianni didn't
Wait,
buy
is
the
still
bunny.
In the locker room? Still in the locker room?
They have availability today?
I'm not sure.
Someone needs
we'll
to.
We'll find out.
Someone needs
we'll,
to pop
We will
that
be
thing.
On that.
No, you need to stay.
We need eyes on
the
that.
The bunny needs to stay.
Yeah. The what?
The bunny needs to stay.
They turned the ball over 5 times.
And once the bunny needs to stay.
Why do you do this?
What do you mean?
Why?
I have a method to my madness because you need to be reminded of
I
where
think it's just madness.
Of a place that you never want to be again. You know, Buddy showed up to Chicken and Peace last night.
The bunny
oh, shout
or
out
Buddy?
To a bunny. A buddy. Buddy in a bunny suit.
Oh, God.
Shout out to Chicken and Peace because his brother made some raviolis. You know what? Can I just go here for a minute? As a black man, because me and Ike had this conversation last night, that was probably the first time I've had, like, for real ravioli.
You.
Made by for real Italians.
You never like, had seriously. Ravioli?
No, like made with love like that. Like homemade ravioli.
But haven't you been to plenty of restaurants?
Not and had ravioli.
But that's on you.
But no, but my point is we grew up with the ravioli that you got in the can. So
yeah,
when
you
I went
you,
to,
you,
you know what I mean? So
now.
So when I went to Chicken and Peace last night, and his brother asked, say, yo, you want we got some ravioli I made with the gray? And I was like, okay. And then I had a thought. I'm like, damn. I've never had homemade ravioli until last night.
Well, then some might say you never lived until last night.
And you're right, because it was awesome. Shout out to Pete, man. Because I just thought about that.
Good ravioli.
As a black man, but as a black man, I've never had, like, I've never went to the restaurant, and I've never thought to just get homemade ravioli. Like, something as simple as that.
Well, now that your mind is open to that, maybe your mind's open to a quarterback change.
No, and Buddy showed up at the Chicken Piece last night with a bunny outfit on, pink bunny.
Because of the positivity bunny?
I think so. The accountability bunny.
No one is calling it that? No one knows what that is?
I am. I'm calling it accountability
I know,
bunny.
But there is no accountability.
Accountability.
The dumb bunny. I mean,
And he needs to hold them accountable, and that's why he needs to stay.
It needs to be deflated today in that locker room.
I need him to be in the locker room today.
All right, 215-592.
As a sign of the dark times.
94-94. That's how you hop aboard. Elliot's going to join us. His take on this. Has he moved the Eagles outside of number one on his NFC power rankings? We'll find out that next. And more with Elliot Shore Parks. And, of course, your take on all this is sitting Jalen Hurts down on the table at some point this season. It is for me. He gets to play Sunday. He's a starting quarterback. But if this continues, and I'm just going to set the bar very low at 20 points. If they can't clear 20 against the Raiders, all bets are off for the rest of the season. I mean, come on. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Checking off that holiday shopping list, Wawa's got you covered with gift cards that don't need wrapping. Like gift cards from Wawa fans in your life. I read that wrong. Like gift cards for the Wawa fans in your life.
For the
fans of top brands like Roblox, Visa, Sephora, and more. Gift cards make a perfect gift for teachers, coworkers, the delivery driver, and even the family gift swap. That's awesome, giving the family gift swap. For holiday shopping made easy, stop at Wawa, your one-stop gift card shop. See store for details. Gotta have Wawa.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.